at Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
2:49 on Maryland's News Now. It was a week ago, almost to the minute, that a bomb exploded at the Boston Marathon. First one, and then another. Three dead, dozens wounded. Many lost limbs. We're going to join Boston radio stations and stations across the country in remembering the victims with a moment of silence. We're going to join WBZ Radio Now in Boston.
The marathon finish line changed in an instant.
Where to next?
Boston.
Good morning and welcome to Monday,
home.
15th of April, Patriots Day in Massachusetts, and the 117th running of the Boston Marathon.
Boston's world famous.
These runners are about to step
temperatures
off.
You cannot ask for better weather to start this race.
The marathon is the ultimate test of fortitude.
And there they go, the crowd cheering them on, and hot and then thousands of the runners coming behind them at the
100th. Lisa DeSisa wins the Boston Marathon with a time of 2:10:20.
Patriots Day in Massachusetts.
Two blasts injuring dozens of people.
People on the ground screaming and crying for help.
Walkouts from many injuries.
People being treated at triage.
Sheer chaos.
A state of shock.
It's just too surreal.
This is a major, terrible tragedy that has hit a beautiful
city of Boston.
Tragedy in our city of
it's
Boston.
Clearly an act of terror.
Criminal investigation.
The heightened law enforcement presence.
Potential terrorist heightened vigilance.
This isn't Boston. This doesn't happen here.
There are a lot of questions.
The ultimate test of fortitude.
In any scary time, look for the helpers.
When they were called, people in Boston answered.
Kept running to donate blood.
You'll always find people helping.
Whoever did this obviously did not know about the people of Boston.
Individuals responsible.
Boston's my hometown.
Our thoughts are with everyone in Boston.
Everyone in Boston that we're thinking about.
Inspiring in the face of gross inhumanity. I'm just going to say this to Boston. Thank you.
Because nothing these terrorists do is going to shake them.
We will not let terror take us over.
We cheer for each other. We carry each other across finish lines. When tragedy strikes, we are also one family. We hurt together and we help together.
We are one community.
We are one family.
The ultimate test of fortitude.
We are Boston.
You got a hell of a city going there.
Boston is the greatest city in the world.
We're listening to bells tolling in honor of the victims of the Boston Marathon bombings and a moment of silence all across the country in airports and train stations at the New York Stock Exchange. People stopped and remembered.